This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly, and I'm bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. Spoiler alert, Coastsiders. Today's interview might appeal more to men, with the possible exception of those women who'd like to see their man show a bit more concern about his appearance. Our guest today is an entrepreneur, and she came up with an idea to bring the traditional barbershop back, a place where men got a haircut and a shave, and maybe stuck around to chat with friends. I'd like to see how this idea works, what's different from what I knew many, many years ago, and whether or not this idea is being received in the community. Julie Hatcher, owner of Maine Barber, welcome to Coastside Radio.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Hey, so I've been over to your shop, and I saw those old-fashioned barber chairs you have there. They look a little more comfortable than what we normally see. Trying to understand what you and your team are trying to achieve at this new barbershop with this new concept.
Well, we wanted to have a space for men that was separate from women's salons, which we have a lot of in town. And I've been a barber for 31 years, and I've always wanted to open a barbershop in Half Moon Bay. I currently own a salon on Main Street, Main Street Hair Design, on the south end of Main Street. And I've been looking for a space for 5 or 6 years to open a barbershop, and I finally found a space at the San Mateo County Farm Bureau building, which has, you know, been around forever, and I think it's a great spot for a barbershop. I wanted the shop to be at the south end of Main Street so that we would be away from tourist parking and our local people could have a place to park. And so anyway, I found that spot, started building out the barbershop, and we want to have a, you know, like I said, a space for men to go. Classic barbershop style with our original Belmont barber chairs that recline for hot towel shaves. And we wanted it to be sort of modern but classic. So we have our design. The design that I did is subway tile and hardwood floors. And like you said, our old style barber chairs. And so we want people when they walk in, men when they walk in, to feel comfortable. And there aren't any funny smells like salons have. And it's filled with, you know, men, and it's just a great man space. It's a great place for men to go and feel comfortable and get their hair cut and chit-chat it up a little bit. And we try to keep, you know, conversations fun. We have a TV, and we show basketball games and all the sporting stuff. So it's a just a comfortable place for men to go to get their hair cut.
Okay, did I see the word man cave somewhere on your...
Yes, you did, on our website.
Well, look, I noticed on your website that you describe your shop as traditional, but with a modern flair. Tell me about that modern flair.
You know, I would say over the past 5 or 6 years, men have been paying more attention to their grooming needs, and not everybody has a cookie-cutter haircut. Everybody kind of has individual hair, and we try to accommodate their needs. Nowadays, you know, you could have a fade, a bald fade, a taper, pompadour, a hard part, all sorts of different haircuts for different styles. These are haircuts that are needing to be maintained sometimes on a weekly basis, which works out for us. So we can do all that stuff. We can also do design work in your hair with different designs. And so it's just a more fun than it used to be, you know, just to come in and get your hair buzzed off or cut. So just a lot more fun, and guys are kind of really into that. And so that's what we do. That's our modern flair.
So you've just used several words I don't know. And so that if I strolled into your barbershop to get a haircut, Would somebody there give me a little bit of advice? Check out the hair or whatever and look at features and age and whatever? Do you guys do that?
We do. Of course we do. We, you know, we do a consultation with each client. You sit in our chair and we talk about, you know, what you want, what you think you want. And then we talk about your lifestyle and what you do and with your hair or what you don't want to do with your hair. If you use product or no product, or if you just want to shower and kind of fluff your hair up. And, you know, or if you're going on vacation for 6 weeks and you want to have a shorter haircut so you don't have to worry about your hair. But we try to have a really good consultation on the front end. And then if you're open to something, you know, we'll suggest it. We'll look at your hair and look at the way it lays and look at your cowlicks. And then it's fun to have a client come in and just say, do whatever we want. So we will do that. And it's a lot of fun. So you might come in thinking you're just going to get, you know, a regular haircut, and you might have something a little more modern, like with the hard part. A hard part is a part in your hair that is actually cut into your hair with the clippers. So that it's like a permanent part. Well, of course, until it grows out. So those are some of the fun things we do. But we like to accommodate the client, and we like to listen to them and do exactly what they wanted, what they want us to do, you know, usually. And that's usually how men are. They know what they want, and we try to provide that.
How is this being received? Now, I know there's a lot of folks that I have contact with that spend a lot of time on their appearance, and there are other fellows that seem to have a haystack on their head and always have. How is this being received by people in the community?
Well, it's been actually, you know, not surprising, because we have a pretty big barbershop and it's a very nice space. And people, when we first opened, they came in and they would bust in the door and say, oh my gosh, is this a barbershop?
Yeah.
And, you know, we said, this is a barbershop. It's just been very exciting for me and my staff to see the excitement of our community to have a barbershop. I think, you know, every community has a barbershop. I've done a lot of traveling, and I was just in Ireland last year, and every small village, small town has a barbershop. And so we needed a barbershop in Half Moon Bay, and that's why I opened one. So the community has really, really been excited and coming in and spreading the word. I have done no advertising at all, so it's all word of mouth. And we are really, really busy. I started out with 4 chairs, and 12 weeks into the business, I had to add 2 more chairs. So we're very busy, and I think that the community has really embraced it and is excited to have that service available to them.
Okay, so probably pretty obvious that you're getting folks coming in to get great haircuts. Are you getting anybody to stick around and talk to each other? And so it's kind of like a little community place to talk and get together.
We are, you know, our community is small. So one side of the barbershop has all the chairs, and then the other side, I have like a bar, 2 bars with stools. So people sit there. We have 6 stools. We have, sometimes it's like standing room only in there. And, you know, it's nice for people. It's nice for me and our barbers. People are there waiting, know each other, and they talk about stuff. They talk about what's going on in the community, and they talk about the barbershop, of course, which I love to hear. And it's a great meeting place. It's a great place. I have a couple of clients who go on their man dates with their buddies.
Yeah.
And so they come and get a haircut and a shave, a hot towel shave, and then they go out to dinner. We find that kind of, you know, pretty interesting, and it's great that that's becoming their tradition and their something they do on a regular basis. We have a lot of wedding grooms parties, and so that's a lot of fun. Last Saturday, we had 6 shaves in there, you know, shaved them all, and the whole wedding party was there and talking to each other, and it was just a really exciting morning, and we loved it. So I think that the guy that got married was a local. So he was just really excited to have a space for his groomsmen to come and kind of bond in the morning and get cleaned up. And he thanked us over and over again. So that was a very good morning last Saturday.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So they were there talking, I suppose, memories and contacts and
Correct.
Such.
Yeah.
Well, look, it sounds very interesting, very nice. Where can people find out some more about your shop? You've got a website. What is your website?
It is mainbarber.com.
Okay. And again, where are you located?
765 Main Street. We are on the south end of Main Street, right next door to La Petite Baleine.
La Petite Baleine. All right. Well, listen, Julie, it's been a pleasure to have you come in, and thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Well, Coastsiders, sometimes we have to go back to the past to really find the future, and it looks like Julie's talking about the future. We all might join Julie down at Main Street Barber sometime. So this is Jim Holly with Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
Our thanks to Jim Holly for this week's feature story. And this is Jim Henderson thanking you for making KHMB Radio part of your daily listening. Radio Magazine continues with a ride back to the year 1965, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Next, on your number one community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Where can you take that special friend? To go have a great cup of coffee, sit, relax, and just spend time. Granola's Coffee House at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors. Enjoy fresh coffee, tea, or a great hot chocolate. They also offer vegan and gluten-free goodies, plus free Wi-Fi. But make sure to try their freshly made granola. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays and Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Bring that special friend today and spend some time at Granola's Coffee House, 116 North Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, next to BK Motors. And don't be surprised if you make more new friends while you're there.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Keith Terry from Coastside Hope, and I'm inviting you to join us on Wednesday, June 22nd, for our 5th annual barbecue fundraiser. We've got a special seaside evening planned for you and your family at Mavericks Event Center in Princeton Harbor. The event begins at 5, and at 6, Nigel and Clive will bring you the best music of the British invasion years. So come on out and help us celebrate 40 years of serving the coast. As the summer sun goes down on the water, you'll savor the beauty of our coastside in the company of neighbors and fellow Coastside Hope supporters. Save $10 for our barbecue fundraiser by buying your ticket in advance and only pay $40. Kids 10 and under are free, so buy your tickets online at coastsidehope.org now. For more information, call me, Keith, at 726-9071 or email keith@coastsidehope.org. Coastside Hope, where neighbors help neighbors in need.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1965.
Back in time to June of 1965. What is happening in sleepy Half Moon Bay in the 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, conservationists rally to oppose the proposed county garbage dump at Montara Mountain. Botanists and representatives of the Secretary of Interior and others toured the Montara Green Valley on June 8th. The concern is that in California, there are so few precious places left with this natural beauty as the Monterey Valley area. Mysterious sniper hit Stanford man near San Gregorio. A Stanford University student was wounded recently when a bullet struck his car as he drove along Cabrillo Highway near San Gregorio. Sheriff John Hammerstrom said it appeared that a bullet had entered the left front of the car just below the windshield and had either fragmented or had caused a part of the car to explode. The officer said that Humit Wolrab, 23, was taken to Sequoia Hospital for treatment, but will be all right. Police officers solve burglary case in Half Moon Bay. Two 12-year-old youth were nabbed by police and turned over to the county juvenile authorities following recent burglaries. One burglary reported at the Half Moon Bay High School, where $1 was taken from a coffee fund. Some of the funds from the other burglaries were used by the boys to go horseback riding, said the police. And now, for a little history in the making, from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. July 4th is just around the corner, and that means parade time in our town. I love our parade with the homespun fill. Main Street lines up with locals and tourists, but if you live here, you'll see so many folks you know. If you plan to be in the parade, get your sign-up sheets. You can stop by my pub, Cameron's, or you can get them at City Hall, or Feed and Fuel, or the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce. And remember to meet at the library corner July 4th to sign in and find your spot in the lineup. One word of warning from the judges. You need to check in at 10:45 and be prompt, as the judges inspect every entry and hand in the winner's list for the announcements, which happen during the parade. Many years, some incredible floats miss recognition simply due to arriving late and missing the judging. A nice way to start the day is at the Lions Club Pancake Breakfast at McDutra Plaza, across from Cunha's Market and across from City Hall as well. Big pancakes, sausages, orange juice, and coffee, all for a really fair price. What a deal. And also, while you're eating, you can listen to music from the Half Moon Bay Sit Down Marching Band. Wear your red, white, and blue. The parade starts at noon, so whether you're a participant or a spectator, you're sure to have an old-fashioned 4th of July parade in style. We hope to see you soon at the parade, and we hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1965, and the war in Vietnam continues to worsen, losing more men, even with the bombing of North Vietnam. At the same time, the anti-war movement is growing. There is also civil unrest with rioting, looting, and arson in the Watts area of Los Angeles, leaving large parts of the city burnt and looted and 34 dead. A major power failure causes blackouts of cities in parts of Canada and several northeast states. The series of blackouts lasts up to 13 and a half hours, affecting 30 million people. This is the first year mandated health warnings appear on cigarette packets, and smoking becomes a no-no. In fashions, women's skirts are getting shorter, and men's hair is getting longer. The St. Louis Arch is completed, while the Voting Rights Act guaranteeing African Americans the right to vote becomes law. 1965 cost of living snapshot. Average cost of a new house is $13,600 on a yearly income of $6,500. A loaf of bread is 21 cents, and a gallon of gas is 31 cents. Popular films include The Sound of Music, Goldfinger, and Cat Ballou. In popular music, you know you're doing good when you have 4 number one hits in just a few months, and 3 of them go gold. That is the story of the Beatles. In 1965, here's a sample of what is making this year a Beatles mania. Here's the Beatles and 8 Days a Week.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
This American R&B group is also finding success on the charts with this number one hit. Here's the Four Tops with Can't Help Myself. Join me again next time for another journey to another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Time keeps moving on. Summer will be here soon, and that means barbecues. And at More for Less, you can get your propane right there. At More for Less, they're more than just a gas station. Fill up with all your favorite goodies, like chips, sodas, coffee, ice, and more. Lots more. How about lotto tickets, scratchers, and those little knickknacks you always forget? Stop in today. They're on the corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. The blue and white building. You can't miss it. It's More for Less. And remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less, right here in Half Moon Bay.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
We are very lucky here on the coast. We have the majestic Pacific Ocean to look at during our commutes to work and school. As if that's not enough, we are also surrounded by open space, beautiful trees, meadows, creeks, and hills. Some of us even have this open space in our backyards. With open space comes wildlife. I always feel privileged when I see deer walking through my backyard, especially when they have babies. I love the little spotted babies. Even though the deer eat our flowers, I still love having the deer around. Of course, deer aren't the only wildlife in the area, and some of the other animals pose a much bigger risk to our pets than deer. We have skunks, raccoons, gray foxes, bobcats, coyotes, and even a few mountain lions. Skunks won't hurt our pets other than getting your dog super stinky, and your house, and your car, and anywhere your dog goes. Yeah, I guess skunks aren't always so much fun, but they sure are cute. For the most part, raccoons don't harm dogs and cats. They mostly cause problems with garbage cans. Those little bandits love trash. If you don't secure your garbage cans, you know what I mean. But there have been times dogs have been injured and cats have been killed by raccoons. For the most part, this happens when a dog or cat gets territorial with raccoons around. Raccoons are wild animals, so our pets are usually on the losing end of that fight. Back to Pet Patrol in a minute. But first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? In Clover Wellness Supplements and Treats for Pets, created by a biochemist, made in the USA, and USDA inspected, FDA registered facilities. In Clover is on a 20% introductory sale right now. Also, check out our new Big Shrimpy and Bowser's beds. Lots of fun colors and fabrics. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show. One way to discourage raccoons from coming around is to not leave out food for your cats or neighborhood cats, especially overnight. Food is what draws raccoons to our yards. The rest of the wildlife I mentioned, foxes, bobcats, coyotes, and mountain lions, see our pets, especially small ones, as food. That's a pretty horrible thought, but it is true. Mountain lions are pretty shy and generally avoid people in areas where we live. This is a good thing because mountain lions can harm not only our pets, but us as well. The bigger threat is from the smaller animals. Smaller animals have smaller ranges, therefore there are many more of them. Bobcats are pretty shy. You may never actually see one, but they are around. My husband and I have been seeing a lot of gray foxes, and I believe everyone has seen coyotes on the coast. I've seen coyotes mid-morning on 6th Street in Montera. Luckily, while these animals may be seen during the day, they are nocturnal, which means generally they hunt at night. The times to be the most cautious with your pets is dusk, nighttime, and dawn. Here are a few suggestions to keep your pets, especially small ones, safe from the local predators. Don't let your kitties or dogs out any time from dusk till dawn. If your kitty needs an incentive to come in before dark, don't leave food out for them during the day. And maybe a smaller breakfast is a good idea. This way, kitty will be hungry and want to come inside for dinner. Also keep in mind, once it's dark, it can be really hard to get your kitty cats inside. Hungry or not, cats are nocturnal as well. As for little dogs, if they need to go out to go potty first thing in the morning or at night, go with them. Don't just open the door and let them go out by themselves. You never know who might be in your backyard waiting for an easy meal. Better safe than sorry. With a little vigilance, we can all live in peace with our wild neighbors. After all, it's their home too. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Security, independence, exceptional service. Sterling Court offers that and much more. As an active, independent retirement community, we strive to provide the very finest senior living on the San Mateo Peninsula. located in a premier location at the crossroads of Burlingame, Hillsborough, and San Mateo, Sterling Court offers easy access to shopping, restaurants, medical facilities, churches, parks, and much more. Activities at Sterling Court include exercise classes, arts and crafts, educational programs, movies, games, holiday parties, and road trips. Did we mention the chef-prepared gourmet meals in a private dining room? One visit and you will see our beautiful remodeled apartments and upgraded common areas that offer our residents relaxation and a chance to entertain. We invite you to drop in for a brief tour. Call 344-8200 or visit our website, sterlingcourt.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello. Today I want to talk to you about mammograms and other tests that can be done for breast cancer screening. By now, all women should know that breast cancer is a serious threat to your health, and regular screening for breast cancer can save your life. A cancerous lesion caught early can be treated with successful results. The important part for you is to make sure you get early detection by having regular screening mammograms. So how often should you get a mammogram? Well, you may remember some controversy in the media over recommended intervals for breast cancer screening exams. Many specialists agree with the American Cancer Society, which recommends annual screening mammograms for all women aged 40 and over. In addition, women with a family history of breast cancer may need to start exams even earlier. For example, if you've had a close family member, such as your mother or sister, with breast cancer that came on before menopause, it's recommended that you begin screening mammograms about 10 years before that relative was diagnosed. Also, if you have additional risk factors, you should consult with your doctor about other types of screening that may be warranted. I'll explain some of the types of screening tests. Stay tuned for more information on breast cancer screening after this break and message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
My name is Susan Alvaro. I live in Half Moon Bay. I've been a Coastsider since 1989. I started seeing Dr. Shepherd shortly after I moved to the coast. I was seeing a dentist in San Francisco for many, many years, and he retired. And I asked friends where they went, and people said, Dr. Shepherd. Oh, they're all wonderful. It's like a family. I go in there and say hi, and it's a small town. And I've known Carol and Ray for a long time. You know, our kids grew up in the same community. It's a great staff. I go in, of course, for regular appointments for dental hygiene with Donna. But when I've had other things, too, I broke a tooth one weekend. Dr. Shepherd and Carol were away, and I got a call back from Brian. And Brian saw me instantly because I had a broken tooth. And I got a call from Dr. Shepherd asking me, Ray Shepherd, asking me if it was okay if he turned me over to Brian because he was away. And I said, absolutely. And so Brian took care of me. So, yeah, I go in there for everything I need.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today I've been talking about the importance of regularly scheduled breast cancer screening for all women aged 40 and older. Mammogram is still the gold standard for routine breast cancer screening. It has been proven that mammograms save lives. Screening mammography is the term used for a routine exam when no lumps or problems have been identified. Diagnostic mammography is the term used for an exam that studies the breast in more detail, following the discovery of a lump or any other area of concern. A radiologist in that case would be present for the diagnostic mammogram, looking at images as they're created and guiding the technician if more views are needed. Mammograms can be standard or digital. So mammogram uses x-rays to create images of the breast. Digital mammography provides a lower dose of radiation to the breast, is a bit faster to perform, and may provide a better view of dense breast tissue. Many breast centers have made the conversion to using digital mammography for all exams. Another type of testing is ultrasound. Ultrasound uses sound waves rather than radiation to view breast tissue. Ultrasound may be used if the screening mammogram detects a mass or some kind of irregularity in the breast tissue. Another type of testing is MRI. MRI of the breast uses yet another diagnostic technique, radiofrequency waves. An MRI may be used to examine the breast more carefully before biopsy or surgery is performed. An MRI is not, however, a standard screening technique. In certain high-risk patients, such as those with a genetic risk for breast cancer, MRI might be used for screening. Genetic screening is another type of exam. Women who are in certain high-risk groups may also be recommended for genetic screening to determine if they carry either the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 gene mutation. These genetic mutations can increase the risk of developing breast cancer. Many breast health centers now include a genetic counselor on staff. In summary, keep in mind that the most important thing to remember is to get your annual mammogram scheduled. Many women do it every year around their birthday, which is a good reminder. Well, thank you for listening. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel, Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with an encore edition of Coastside Carousel. Coastside Carousel brought to you by our good friends at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's at the south end of town with the red double-decker bus parked out front and 88 bottles of beer parked inside. Well, we're going to start off with Laura Price's most recent CD, I Mean Business, and the first song will be Get It When I Want It. We're going to slow it down a little bit now with our next song, Moon in the Mirror. Now for a bluesy little number, Happy Blue Year.
As I look out at the winter rain at your shell in my just wish you happy new year. And when the clock hits midnight, the ball will drop and you will hold her tight. Wish you to happy new year.
Happy new year.
Maybe someday I will be able to wish you well. Cost me so much pain. You put me through hell. Thing we built, you threw it all away. When you let your little wheel for a day come in this house, wreck our happy home now. Just cry.
finally, the title track, I Mean Business. Enjoyed this as much as I did today. So until next time, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello everybody, Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. First up this week is the Elliot Smith documentary, Heaven Adores You. Elliot Smith was an alt-rock darling who came to prominence with his inclusion in the soundtrack of the Gus Van Sant hit movie Good Will Hunting, changing his life and launching him into a world of international recognition, which he struggled with and eventually led to his death in a suspected suicide where he stabbed himself in the chest. Heaven Adores You is a peculiar documentary as it doesn't have much of an introduction to Elliot for those who don't already know and love his music. There is a lot of interviews with people explaining how beloved he was by his adopted Portland and what a lovely, caring person he was. However, there isn't much in the way of explanation of his dark side and the drug and alcohol abuse coupled with his obvious depression that led to his demise. The film is interesting to watch for fans of Smith, offering a peek into his world, but for casual viewers who don't already know Smith, the film seems strangely distant. It feels that there is a bigger story there that, for whatever reason, wasn't uncovered. Next up is the TV series Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23, a hilarious comedy that unfortunately only lasted 2 seasons, but is available on Netflix. The show is about June, who moves to New York to begin her career on Wall Street, only to find her dreams dashed when the company who hired her goes bust in an economic meltdown, forcing her to move from her beautiful apartment into an apartment she shares with Chloe, a party girl who stumbles through life using her charm and sociopathic tendencies to get by and have fun while doing it. The show stars Kristen Ritter, who you may recognize from Breaking Bad, and Dreamer Walker, who work fantastically together. The writing is effortlessly funny, and the world that they occupy is ridiculous without being too over the top. The show also stars James Van Der Beek, who plays himself in a peculiar parody of himself, which works very well and adds extra dimension to the show. Apartment 23 is an addictive little comedy that may have been a bit too raunchy for the mainstream, causing it to only have 2 seasons, which is a shame. Those are your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. I'm Jacob Smith. Happy watching!